Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's winner take all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast.
Oh, baby, oh, baby. 50 Cent Friday here on The Roast. Got Alan Styles, Style Files, in for Joe Shasky the Butcher. He'll be back on Monday, but you better believe he's listening right now. Shasky, how you doing this morning? Hope you're doing well. See you Sunday at the Dolphins-Niners game. Jerry Rice, Monday, 8:30.
Woo!
We're releasing new gear on, at 3 o'clock. You can find it out on 95.70 Game. Find out about it at 95.70 Game. El Sleepy Floyd. Shout out to El Sleepy Floyd, who designed some great, great t-shirts for us. So that'll be released at 3 o'clock, 95.70GameShop.com, 95.70GameShop.com. Talk some Warriors. We'll get back into Warriors at some point. Warriors, Bulls tonight at Chase Center. Big three-game homestand for them. Mm-hmm. Then we got a big one at Levi's. Oh, we're still on Aaron Judge watch, whether or not he signs today.
It's not ending. It's not ending. It should be heating up, actually.
It should be done by the end of the week, right? According to Bubba, a.k.a. J.P. Morosi. But let's go down to Miami. Down in Miami, host of the Joe Rose Show on WQAM in Miami. It is Joe Rose himself, tight end, former tight end with the Miami Dolphins. But I didn't know, Joe, that you had caught the game-winning pass at a 79 big game to help the Cal Bears beat Stanford. How about that?
Man, that was a long, long time ago. But, yeah, I'm immature now, but I was really bad back then. But, yeah, that was fun. That was fun. Listen, the Cal Stanford game, nobody back here talked about it, but it was fun. Bears, that was a good time.
Yeah, the Bears won the Yaks this year. It was a saving grace to a rough season. Our producer, Sam Love, is a big Cal guy. He's going to Cal UCLA games the day after Thanksgiving in front of 50 people. I mean, a guy needs some hope here. But he's also a Miami Hurricane fan, so he's sad as well. So forget my producer anyway. The Dolphins. They have been sad in recent memory. However, Mike McDaniel gets hired. Replace Brian Flores with Mike McDaniel. You still stick with Tua. You make the big move to get Tyreek Hill. And as you know, you guys are 8-3. So this Dolphins team has taken everybody by storm. What was your expectations coming into the season with the new head coach, with Tua Tagovailoa at quarterback and this Dolphins roster?
So Mike McDaniel had one interview, as you guys probably know. So we didn't know much about him. We knew he's an offensive coordinator for the 49ers, but we know he didn't call the plays. Shanahan calls the plays. But we really didn't know. We got this guy. We all meet him. You know, everybody shows up for that first press conference, and who's going to run this team, and what's the plan here? And only interview he had for a head coaching job was the Miami Dolphins. And they have absolutely hit a jackpot. You talk about a guy prepared, has given Coach Shanahan a lot of credit and his father for what he's been able to do. But the story has just been unbelievable. The rehabilitation of Tua Tagovailoa, who's been beaten up, lack of confidence, coaching staff, maybe a front office that no longer believed in him. And Mike came in, took a look, watched everything. said, hey, we're going to get more around you, and we're going to put in a system that you're absolutely going to love that's going to work for you and absolutely get the best out of you since you've been at Alabama. And he did. They go out, as you mentioned, the Tyreek Hill trade that took place was fantastic. That guy has been everything and more. He's been durable, makes big plays. And then the other thing I got to tell you, man, we call it the San Francisco truth. Bringing in four guys from his own team, including the Wilson trade and Mostert, Raheem Mostert coming here. So we had two guys that knew how to run that running game that the 49ers run that he really likes, the wide spread. And then on top of it, Sherfield has turned into a sure thing. At third wide receiver has been great. And then Craycraft, who is a practice squad guy with the 49ers, has also turned into a really solid, tough, little hard-nosed receiver coming off a game of four or five catches. So he just got the guys he wanted, knew what he wanted, rehabbed a couple of guys that he thought could play, got their confidence back, and here we are at 8-3, one of the best offenses in the football, and now get ready for three really tough road games. Mm-hmm. It's not just San Francisco. We're going from San Francisco down to L.A., play the Chargers, and then we get to come back and play the Buffalo Bills. So it's going to be a tough little stretch of football coming up against a really good 49er team, a team that Mike McDaniel knows really well. So I think we're all looking forward to getting the big test, and you go from the Texans to the 49ers, you're going up the elevator a little bit there.
Joe, you know, just like you said, everything with Mike McDaniel, when he comes in and the culture has just been changed immediately. And it's funny because in these situations, specifically in the NFL, I mean, expectations can flip immediately. So what are the expectations down in Miami? What looks like what would be a successful season? Is it just making it to the playoffs? Are you, if you get through this stretch 2-1, is it time to think about Super Bowl? What do you think expectations are for a successful season?
Well, you're sounding like a morning show in South Florida right there. it's a great one. I don't know if you guys know this, but how you doing? We're one of the we're second in the NFL since the longest streak of not winning a playoff game. Only the Lions are worse, to give you an idea how long it's been.
Has it been that long? When's the last time? When's the last time you guys won? I'm trying to think
it's
back.
It's been 21 or 22 years since the Miami Dolphins have won a playoff game. Just to give you an idea how bad. Because most people are going, like you guys, going, wow, it's been that long. So we haven't had a playoff win. So for me, it would be to win a playoff game. And listen, the Bills are playing great again. Everybody was worried about the Bills, and they were done. And Josh Allen, now they've won three in a row. That's going to be a tough one to overtake. We got to go up there and play them in a couple of weeks. So for me, get in the playoffs and win a playoff football game would be a great start. Until I see that. Listen, we haven't played in a Super Bowl since I played in Super Bowl 19 against the 49ers with Montana and Marino. So I know, you know, you don't just say, hey, we're going to the Super Bowl. And I try to calm some of the fan base down a little bit. Like, look, that's a big jump from never making the playoffs and never win a playoff game to all of a sudden you're going to win a Super Bowl. That's not going to be easy.
Joe Rose. Of course, you can listen to the Joe Rose Show on 560 WQAM on Odyssey app. Former member of the Miami Dolphins, former Cal Bear, now calling games for the Miami Dolphins, color analyst for the Dolphins as they come out here to the West Coast. And as you mentioned, Joe, three straight road games. We're looking at the schedule earlier today, saying, boy, Miami's got some tough stretches here. But when you look at the quarterback, you look at Tyreek Hill, what about that defense? Because nobody's talking about that matchup. Shanahan against that Dolphins defense. Jimmy Garoppolo's a full go. Christian McCaffrey's going to play. You have Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, and George Kittle. Who should we be focused on that Miami Dolphins defense who could wreck a game?
Well, I will tell you one thing. I'm guessing Mike McDaniel has spent a lot of time in that defensive with Coach Boyer, the defensive coordinator, going over things because nobody knows the 49ers better, offense better, than Mike McDaniel, but it hasn't been as good, to be honest. Last year we had a great run where we really played lights out, and this year they're in the middle of the pack and talking to some of the guys. The biggest thing is we just aren't getting the amount of takeaways that we were able to get last year. Guys would move the ball, but we get takeaways. You get interceptions. And so it's been disappointing. We've got a lot of guys with great names. You look across and you go, wow, that guy's a good player. We got some guys individually that have played well, but the numbers just haven't been there. The sacks number hasn't been there. The takeaways for the defense hasn't been there. So, Xavien Howard doesn't have an interception. The guy's been an interception machine at the cover corner position.
Wow.
So our numbers are way down. I think that's been the biggest disappointment, but all the names are there. The Jalen Phillips is there. The Bradley Chubb that was made from the Denver Broncos on the trade deadline right before it was over. You got Javon Holland, who's just been an outstanding safety, a big, strong guy, can really run. We just got to get more, because you'll look at their stats and go, "Heh, I don't see it." But a lot of those guys had really good seasons, and if we're going to have a chance in this thing, listen, I'm not sure about blocking Nick Bosa, to be really honest, especially if we have to play a backup tackle. I've seen him since he was about 14 years old, play at the highest level at one of the best high schools in the country. Mm-hmm. That's a tough one. He is something else, man. He is special, and he can destroy games. And I know that's been a priority to see where that's where we're going to be on that one. But we got to get some guys playing like that. We got to get some guys that can dominate games one-on-one. And the 49ers have a couple of those guys, including a guy in the middle playing linebacker. And that's the difference, really, when I look at it. The impact guys that the 49ers have had that play like the best players at their position, and we got to get some guys playing like that down the stretch here.
Joe, I know you're familiar with the Bay Area. We got a guy who's under center for us in Jimmy G, who's quite polarizing. You got to be on one side of the fence or the other in terms of whether, you know, you think that guy can get it done or not. Tua is another quarterback who, you know, he was beaten down early. People didn't know if he could make it in this league. Do you think at this point Tua is still a bit underrated to the outside view, or do you think he's starting to get the respect he deserves? And could this game maybe help to get more of that respect?
Well, So it's a great question, by the way, and I think Tua and Jimmy Garoppolo really are in the same thing. Everybody kind of gave up on Jimmy Garoppolo, put him on the other field to work out on his own until everybody needed him, and all he does is come back and throw 16 touchdowns and 4 interceptions, and the team loves him. It looks to me like the players love playing with Jimmy. They want to go out and play with Jimmy G. So I'm seeing that from Tua. The big turnaround with the players started kind of with Tyreek Hill going, man, you guys got to stop this dude. This dude puts it right on the money, man. It's a nice pass to catch. And so we started seeing more and more of that. Now I see it in the hotel, man. It is his team. Guys like hanging with him. Guys want to be around him. So I think he's really starting to win over this team. Yeah, he's got to play. Listen, he's playing against the number one defense, you know. Anybody can beat the Texans up. I know I've already heard this.
Right.
Anybody beat the Texans up and the Cleveland Browns up. Now you're playing the 49ers, and it's going to be loud, by the way, because San Francisco 49ers fans get after it pretty good. So it's a different step up, but these are the games. If we're really going to be a playoff team, these next 3 weeks, we got to play like it. Well, that 5-game winning streak, it's great, and it set us up to make the playoffs. But now we're going to play a lot of the big boys here. And we'll find out just how good we are, starting with the San Francisco 49ers. And as you mentioned, that schedule the rest of the way is not an easy one.
No doubt about that. Joe, we got to run in just a second here, but quickly, how bad does McDaniel, Mostert, Wilson Jr. want this game? Trent Sherfield, River Craycraft, how bad do they want this one? Because there's been some chirping.
Yeah. Raheem, you know, Raheem Mostert's one of the nicest human beings. You know, here's the guy. We get your two running backs, and listen, they've both been really good. You know, I mean, these guys have been really, really good. And they're looking around at the speed on the outside of, and this thing starts with Waddle and Tyreek Hill on the outside. It sounds like a track meet when you look at these two, but they are the total package of what everybody says they are. And so I think sometimes everybody goes, yeah, look what I got on the outside. Let's go play right now. I got Ty Beck on one side and Jalen Waddle on the other. Let's go play. We can play against you. And so, yeah, there's a lot of confidence. And I know, Raheem, I'm sure you guys got the comments. Raheem,
oh, yeah.
Everybody thought he was taking shots at Jimmy G. And he's like, no, I like Jimmy G, man. But but our team's really good. And I'm just excited. But, hey, I can't wait to see everybody. And I'm like, oh, we don't need anybody any more fired up with the 49ers, man, for this game, for sure.
Hey, Joe, thanks for the time. Safe travels to the Bay Area. I know it's a big three-game stretch for you guys. It all starts Sunday in the highly anticipated matchup. 49er fans are jacked up for this one. Dolphins, Niners, Levi's Stadium. This is going to be a fun one. Joe, thanks for the time today.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Joe Rose and the Joe Rose Show on WQAM in Miami. You can listen to that on the Odyssey app. 560 WQAM on the Odyssey app. Joe Rose, former tight end of the Dolphins, call the games for them. Big time matchup. And he discussed their defense. We'll get to that in just a second. But the last part there, the Mostert chirp, the Wilson Jr., hey, trade me because I'm not going to play much. That'd be nice to have Jeff Wilson Jr. back in red and gold with the news of Elijah Mitchell. But let's start with Mostert because I think people forget he held out after that big year, that big playoff run when he ran for over 200 yards against the Green Bay Packers. Held out, got some money, got hurt. Did he rehab back? Some people were saying, man, he could have fought back during the pandemic season and played, whatever. Comes back. Second carry, tears his ACL. First game of the season against Detroit. So, for some Niner fans that I've talked to this week, Mostert left the sour taste in their mouth. And then the article comes out by Tyler Dude, and Mostert's chirping about who's slinging in. We got a lot of talent here. He could walk back the comments, but you mentioned this earlier. Fred Warner Jr., Drake Gorilla, they didn't forget the comments.
No.
Nick Bosa didn't forget the comments. They're going to try to decapitate this dude Sunday at Levi's Stadium.
They're going to be running with a purpose, we'll say. Definitely a purpose. And the thing is, and by the way, Jeff Wilson Jr., he kind of got dragged into this as well. From what I saw, he didn't really say anything, but everything is Raheem Mostert and Jeff Wilson Jr. taking shots, and Jeff Wilson Jr. is looking like CP3 last night. Like I'm just hanging out, dude. I'm not even trying to really be in this drama, but I think when it comes to Raheem Mostert, right, it was a good, and people can say, you'd be nothing without us. We gave you a chance this at the third. Well, Raheem Mostert also balled out when he did play. So I think, look, if this is a business. I think for the most part, it was a good business relationship. For the most part, I think it was a good business transaction. He got his shot in the NFL. The Niners got some success from him.
Right.
And you move forward if you feel some type of way. And that's the thing. When he's sitting there saying, oh, do you think that the fact that you held out when they thought you could come back, do you think that affected you, how they felt about you as a free agent?
Right.
And he said, oh, for sure. Well, I'm sorry, Raheem. It's a business. And you were a free agent. They owe nothing to you. They already took a chance on you.
Right.
They owe nothing to you to take a chance on you again and say, all right, even though you've been injured, let's bring you back in. I'm sorry, man. You know how running backs are. You found a new spot. Keep it pushing. Let's see what you do on Sunday. But this whole idea that you're a free agent.
Right, right.
What are we even talking about?
You're spot on. And you held on them. You had your agent tweeting at the Niners saying, yeah, we're not playing yet until we get some new deals. We need a fair deal. Like, wait a minute here. You were a special teamer.
Yeah.
You were on six different teams before you came here. You were a journeyman. And that's not to knock Raheem Mostert because he is a good dude. But it was unnecessary. And then to walk it back and all that stuff, I'm sure he didn't mean what he said, but you got to be smarter than that. And don't blame a reporter for saying, oh, he took my quotes out of context. He didn't put everything in there. You know what time it is.
This is not your first interview.
Exactly.
You know they're going to chop and screw it and do what they need to do.
We're going
to
highlight the juicy stuff.
Exactly. You said it.
Yeah, we're trying to sell papers out here.
As long as you're not saying that they made something up, you put yourself in the position for them to say, well, look, he dropped this. And he goes, he tweeted, he said, but of course you don't include when I, you know, when I applaud my old team and Jimmy Garoppolo. Of course not.
Right.
You know what business this is? Why do I have to do that?
Right.
You know, I'm going to talk about what everybody is, what's going to get me clicks, and you provided that for me. Yes. I don't. Nobody owes you anything in this world.
Nobody. So he's going to get his on Sunday. We'll get to him in just a second. But I want to let everybody know, Everybody's got their go-to meal at their favorite restaurant, so it's time we head back into their kitchen for episode 3, The Go-To, presented by Trimark's. Joe Sasky with this video. Check out the Rome Artisan Burgers at 957game.com. D'Amico Ryans, he was talking yesterday at the podium, and we talked about Tua, and he talked about Tyreek Hill. He discussed a lesson they learned after giving up 44 points to the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's D'Amico Ryans.
Each week is different. If we had a bad week, it happens in the NFL, right? It happens. You have bad weeks, and that's what I look at the Chiefs game was. It's a bad week, and we did not play up to our standard. So it's about our guys, you know, holding up our standard each and every week. And if we do that, right, if we make it tough on offenses to go against us because we're just doing what we're supposed to do. Not anybody playing hero ball or doing anything special. It's just guys just being where they're supposed to be, playing together, playing for each other. When we do that, we're a special unit.
So they did. And they had some guys out in that game. This one, I think, look, is Tua Patrick Mahomes? No, he's not. He's just not. Patrick Mahomes, the best quarterback in the league.
Mm-hmm.
The weapons they have, though, they rival the Kansas City Chiefs because we talk about Waddle and Sherfield and Tyreek Hill. They also have a tight end in Mike Gesicki. He can make plays, and he has speed. He's out there gritty and doing the Waddle dance and
poor,
all that
poor
stuff.
Poor gritty, but yeah, he's doing it just the same. Yeah,
it's better than mine. look, Raheem Mostert has speed. He gets to the outside. He's gone. Mm-hmm. That's one thing he does have, his speed, and he'll run physical. I'm eager to see how the Niners adjust to this offense on Sunday.
Yeah.
Because Mike McDaniel knows him. He's going to manipulate the defense with all type of motions and different formations and spacings. I'm very eager to see what, because the conversation earlier today or earlier this week was Michael Irvin with Damian Arado talking about this is one of the greatest defenses I've seen. Whoa. Got to play somebody first. You got to beat them up. Let's see if you're a great defense, because I don't even know if this defense is a top five Niners defense of all time. But a game like this, you can make a name for yourself, Alan.
There are a lot of opportunities out there for both sides of the ball. Both sides of the ball, as in mm-hmm. both offenses, both defenses. Look, I know you got your apology out to Jimmy G. I'm going to tell you right now, Bonte, he going to have to spin that thing. He's going to have to spin it. I do not think they've been stacked. All these teams have been stacking the box on the Niners. We know that that's what they like to do. We know that
Right. Everybody
knows the Niners want to run the football. So if the Dolphins do stack the box again, what happened against the Saints was that, all right, we're stacking the box. The problem was the Saints couldn't score. They couldn't mm-hmm. do anything. And I know that a lot of that is because of the Niners' defense. That's also because the Red Rifle, it's Andy Dalton.
Right, it's Andy Dalton.
And to be honest, the Saints had a lot of opportunities. They couldn't catch the football. I don't know if they ate a bucket of popcorn before the game or what it was.
Well, Kamara got hit. And he was like, yeah, this is not going to be one of those games for me.
No.
He was like, it's too physical out there for me. And he's dropping the ball left and right. Right?
Yeah.
Olave's a good player. And I thought that was a catch at the end of the first half.
Mm-hmm.
Officials overturned it. Niners challenge. It was successful. But they didn't want that smoke. Andy Dalton didn't really want that smoke.
No, but they did have opportunities. So I think that, look, I know the Niners have this stretch going of these teams not scoring, you know, at
four
the end of the game.
Four straight second halves.
That's probably going to end, right? It's probably going to end.
Yeah.
Now, how do you react? And I think against the Saints, Kyle was able to say, all right, I'm not going to show everybody everything because these guys can't score.
Right.
Right. And against the Cardinals, I mean, that was a party.
Right.
That was a fiesta in Mexico.
That was not.
We don't. It's like Slim Shady. Will the real Niners offense please stand up? That's what we need to see.
And I think that was it in Mexico City, to your point.
I do think it was that. It might not be 38 points every game, but you got to spread the football around. You can't just go two runs and Jimmy bail me out. Right. So you can't continue to do that. And if the Dolphins are able to put points on the board, it's almost in a weird way, and obviously I want the Niners to win, but in a weird way, I want to see the Dolphins score just to see what I want the genius Kyle to come out.
Oh yeah,
you know.
You want to see him get in a shootout and see what Shanahan does.
I want to see the two offensive gurus.
You want to see if Shanahan and Garoppolo can hang with the big boys offensively.
I want to see if Bonte's apology was necessary. That's what I want to see.
Oh boy. Either way, your boy's going to be walking some things back. Jimmy wins the Super Bowl, your boy's getting cooked. He don't win, your boy's getting cooked. It's a no-win situation. Let's go to Rob in San Bruno real quick before we get to Laura Brent. Rob, what's happening?
What's going on, fellas? Look, man, I'm not putting this game on the defense. The defense over the last 5 years has showed us what they can do. This is on Jimmy Garoppolo and Kyle Shanahan. You can't let the understudy dude come here and dominate you, period. I'm going to need Jimmy Garoppolo to go out there and complete some passes. You can't hide behind his defense no more. It's time to put your big boy pants on and do what you need to do. Yep. I'm not apologizing to Jimmy G until the after the season. And so if you make the playoffs and we see what you do in the postseason, I'm not apologizing. I still stand on what I stand on. Trey should be the starter if he don't get hurt. But right now, Jimmy needs to play. You can't hide throwing 3-yard screens. And y'all talked about the red rifle. If you look at the game, I thought he played better than Jimmy Garoppolo did. It wasn't his fault. Olave didn't catch the ball and Kamara fumbled in scoring territory. So it's like Jimmy Garoppolo and Cal, this is your chance to show us what y'all about because they're joint at the hip. And we need them to step it up. I can't have the understudy going to a team that ain't been to the playoffs in 30 years, putting up 30 points a game, and we struggling to put up 13. So it's time.
It's time. I like that call, Rob. I like that call. It's time. Mm-hmm. Rob got to be ready to go. I'm ready for this game. We got Bulls Warriors today. We got Rockets Warriors tomorrow. And then you get Niners Dolphins on Sunday.
You can't let that's a good point, man. You can't have little bro come in here.
No,
you.
Nah, Mike McDaniel, you gotta put him in his place.
Right.
How bad does Shanahan want this game?
Bad.
You think he wants it bad?
He won't say it.
He wants it bad, huh?
Oh yeah. You can't have come on now. The Apprentice. You can't have him come up here with guys that you said we don't need anymore. And you run on them? Come on now.
I can't have Mostert and Waddle doing the Waddle dance at the end of the fourth
quarter. Twitter is going to break. Because, you know, you can't have the peace sign.
I'll be listening to you. You'll be breaking on the overtime.
You can't have Tyreek. You keep throwing up the peace sign. Not in your house.
No, you can't have that happen. All right, we'll get to Laura Britt. 888-957-9570. I want to get some more calls here. Last keys. Your final keys to the game. It is a football Friday, 50-cent Friday. Keys to the Niners winning. Do you want to see Shanahan and Garoppolo air this baby out? You want to see him send a message? Shasky, and I kind of agree with Shasky. It's not the worst thing in the world to lose this game, but damn it, I know Monday morning I wouldn't be talking about a victory. Mm-hmm. So what can the Niners do to get this win against Miami, against this high-flying, explosive offense? It's going to be a lot of fun. 888-957-9570. But first, let's get to Laura Britt, host of Warriors, host of Giants pre- and post-game live, former host of 49ers pre- and post-game live. She does everything. Sharks, Warriors, Giants,
not
Niners.
Not six, not seven.
Yeah, she's got all kinds of jobs. She's going to join us here in a few minutes to talk about the Giants and the pursuit of Aaron Judge. The pursuit for Aaron Judge. Can you get him out of pinstripes? That's coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank.
It's your boy Guru from Steiny and Guru, noon to 3, right here on 95.7 The Game. Now back to the Morning Roast, my favorite show. Just leave me alone, please.
Man, the show is flying by. Don't forget about the 415ers podcast. Evan Giddings and Mark Grandy breaking down Niners and Dolphins. Whew, it's going to be a big one. We can ask Laura about the Niners and Dolphins, too. She's tapped in still. She's tapped in. Follow the 415ers on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Shout out to YouTube, Twitch, Xfinity, Mobile Text Line. All the high school's teams getting ready for the state championships. Basketball season's in play. Girls basketball's in play. Mm-hmm. Ritter's girls basketball team had a tough loss the other day, but they're playing well. Look, it's a fun time. The holidays. Not the biggest fan of the holidays, but you got a lot of sports on the calendar. Bowl games, Allen. I know you're a big college football fan, right?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say big, but I watch. I have those teams that I randomly like for no reason that I have no connection to. I mean, Temple, we're a stepping stone.
As soon as
we get good, the coach
right.
Leaves.
Yeah,
so,
Al Golden.
Matt Rule, though, right?
Matt
Rule.
Don't get me started. Bruce Arians.
Goodbye.
Who's your random team? Because I root for Florida State.
Just no connection.
I've never been. I've been to the state of Florida once, but I love Florida State.
Well, you know what? Our boss is probably listening, but Ohio State, they always got black QBs. So
I'm
just saying, Clemson, Ohio State.
Florida State has some black brothers. They have some brothers playing quarterback, too.
They do.
No doubt. I've always rocked with Michigan, though. Because the gear.
I don't mind. I don't mind Michigan at all, but you know.
I'll stay with the black brothers.
I ain't mad at that.
I'm not mad at that at all. All right, we got Laura Britt on hold here. You got what we got queued up, Spadoni? All right, before we bring in Laura Britt, her husband joined the show Monday to wish Joe Shasky a happy birthday. Walker, a.k.a. Mr. Britt. drop some bars, Alan, and I want you to listen to it. And I want Laura, who's on the line holding, to listen to it as well. Here's Walker spitting some ones and twos on Shasky's birthday.
Waiting for it to drop. Like sourdough, he's Francisco grown. It's a Joe Shasky appreciation flow. But your boy so funny, jokes hit just right. Producers cutting that up for a sound bite. Early in the morning, when traffic is slim, catch Bonte and Butcher at 6 a.m. Number one, who's that? We are never second place like KNBR. Bonte tripping like Jordan Poole on his arm sleeve. Bonte Ellis out here shouting, we believe. On the rise like yeast and flour, Joe Shasky's making moves while you're taking your shower. Insight thick like Bay Area fog. I hear the Golden Boy's voice while I'm taking my dog.
Oh, my God. Laura. That was some of the best. Duke and SF is jealous right now. Shout out to Duke and SF, who has bars as well. He drops bars every single week on the roast. He may be jealous of Mr. Britt, Laura. Good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. So first off, how am I ever supposed to follow that up? I've lost that battle already. But second off, I will say next time, for anybody that wants to come on 95.7, the morning roast, and rap, play the beats at home. We couldn't hear it, so that's like,
oh.
So the beat was not playing for us, but it was only playing for you guys. Anyway, it was so great. It was great to be on. You lined up a ton of guests for Shasky's birthday, and that was really fun. So anyway, that was amazing. I can't ever rap like that, and now what am I supposed to do? Talk about Aaron Judge?
Yeah, you're the host of Giants pre- and post-game live, and I got Alex.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
It's winner-take-all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Styles beside me. Shasky's off. Alan played baseball. De La Salle, Temple. This guy's been flexing all day. Steve Kerr, country clubs. His mom is in the film on HBO Max. I mean, you name it. I should have taken a day off. He was going to flex on me like that, Laura. So what the hell is going on with Aaron Judge? 50-50? There's got to be more than two teams in on Aaron Judge.
Oh, there are definitely more than two teams in on Aaron Judge. It just depends on how realistic those teams are. The Dodgers are obviously in. Other teams are in on Aaron Judge, but yeah, John Morosi of MLB Network is saying it's more of a 50-50 shot, which I was actually a little surprised to see, because I was thinking, I mean, he straight up says it's not like 70-30, it is more like 50-50. And, the Giants are going to have to put up more money than what the Yankees have already put up, which is a reported, $37.5 million a year. 8 years, $300 million is the reported amount that the Yankees have put up for Aaron Judge. I think the Giants, they know the situation they're in. They know they need a big name player. Does Carlos Correa move the needle for you? Is that a player that's going to move the needle? I just don't think so. Is that a player that's going to have people going out to the team store buying jerseys tomorrow? I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you are I guess a more hardcore baseball person, it would. But and I think Carlos Correa is a good player. But in terms of, you know, getting people to the ballpark and, oh, let's go see who do you have this year, Carlos Correa, he's not necessarily that guy. But to that point, Laura, do you think the Giants can have what you would call a successful offseason if they don't land Aaron Judge?
It depends on who you're talking to. If you're talking to Giants fans, I would say anybody outside of Aaron Judge, which, I mean, it's one player, right? He's the golden boy right now. I think anybody outside of that is not going to move the needle for diehard Giants fans. So that's kind of a hard standard to live up to if you're the Giants. You can put together a good team outside of Aaron Judge, but I think for fans, what they saw from Judge last season, knowing that he's a local guy, it all plays so well into what the Giants need. They need a superstar, check. They need a guy that's actually going to produce, that's not just a name, check. They want, you know, local guy, homegrown, check. He checks so many boxes that I imagine it's probably difficult to find anybody else that's going to get the Giants fan base as excited as Aaron Judge. The problem comes in with the Giants have a lot of money, and yeah. Farhan has said that they're willing to spend, mm-hmm. that this team is not putting a bunch of restrictions on what they're able to spend. They're going to be smart about it. Obviously, Farhan is known to have that type of a track record. They're not going to spend just to spend to make fans happy. They're going to spend in smart deals, and that's been their MO, you know, since he took over. But what will it take to get Aaron Judge? And then, as he has said, he doesn't want to go to a team that's not going to win. The Giants need more than just Aaron Judge. You've got to have, you know, if Rodon walks and goes to another team, who are you going to fill those shoes? That's right. Pretty big shoes to fill.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that you can't find another. I mean, they signed Rodon last year, so they're able to find that talent. They did it with Kevin Gausman. You can find the talent, but Judge has made it very clear that he wants to be on a winning team. So he's got to have pieces that are built around him. But he also said, you know, to the point of, I'll be down in San Diego for winter meetings coming up this Sunday. Most reporters believe that Judge will get this deal done across those few days down in San Diego. So this is going to be a get the contract out of the way situation, is what Aaron Judge said. I want my contract done, so then the team, whomever he does sign with, can then build around me. I don't want fans to get too excited. I don't want, you know, roasters. I want to be honest with everybody. I think it's actually very realistic for Aaron Judge to come to the Giants. They have the money. It really comes down to what he wants, I think. Right. Does he like being in New York? There is something to a hometown pull. I know there is for me. And I think probably most people listening, being close to your family, you know, what if you want to start a family and you want your grandparents, their grandparents nearby? I mean, I know that sounds kind of...
No, that matters. That matters.
But it does. It totally does. Like, I mean, this is not flying to Las Vegas. This would be flying from coast to coast. It's a long flight, you know, and I don't know the age of his parents, but you know, you have to play all those factors in. That's a long flight. I don't care if you're flying private or commercial. It's still a long trek to get out to New York. So how much does that play a factor in? I don't know Aaron Judge. So I don't know, you know, how important those things rank compared to dollars. Dollars are obviously way up there. But if the Giants can get close, does the hometown pool do it for him?
Yeah. Laura Britt here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game. Host of Giants pre- and post-game live on NBC Sports Bay Area. All right, Laura, real quick before we switch gears to the Niners, what would your pitch have been to Aaron Judge? Because I thought, maybe it's not too late, maybe he's sitting courtside tonight at Chase Center, but I would have had him at Chase Center. I would have had E40 in there. I would have had P-Lo. I would have had Rennell. I would have had Will Clark. I would have put out all the stops. What would your pitch, what would your pitch have been for Aaron Judge to come to the Bay Area, come back to the Bay Area, I should say?
My pitch, so here's the thing, maybe they tried to do all those things, maybe Aaron Judge didn't, wasn't available to go to a Warriors game, I'm not sure, I don't know how all that went down. I imagine that they probably, those things were all on the table. I am sending Aaron Judge to dinner with Steph Curry, with E40, with Mr. Fab, and I'm having a dinner with no one from the Giants, like the front, I just want him to see what Bay Area with Draymond Green. Go have fun. Go have a night and just have dinner with some of the Bay Area's finest athletes and get the real talk, the real discussion. Where are you going to live? What does it look like? What does the commute look like? I want those conversations being had. But I am so interested. Don't you want to know what these conversations are like? I'm so interested in what does it look like? Are they sitting around at a dinner table? Or are you walking around Oracle Park? Like, how does it go?
You should have had Shasky, myself, and Alan Stiles now since he's got movie talent. He's got movie stars in his family. We should have been out there. I knew the hotel he was at. I wanted to get the yellow tape out and just go upstairs and air. Come on, man. Let's go.
I can't leave George Kittle out either.
Can't leave Kittle out. Appearances on the morning roast. I mean, that would have been a hell of a pitch.
Get on the morning roast. You can go on the morning roast.
You can rap.
Talk to George.
You can rap.
You can rap.
Yeah, no doubt.
Don't match the music. You know, whatever you want. I don't know. I'm so fascinated, and I really want to hear once all this passes, whether he signs or not, you know, what those conversations are like. I'm so interested in how you do pitch a player, because that is a big part of it. And I think, you know, Gabe Kapler being there and talking to what is their relationship like? Those are things that he's weighing in these decisions. But at the end of the day, it's going to come down to money. And then how much does the hometown pool help for bringing Aaron Judge?
You know, I did hear, by the way, before we switch over to Niners, I heard that they did try to arrange something with Judge and Steph Curry, and mm-hmm. Steph was in New Orleans when they played the Pelicans, and it was actually the game that nobody played, and they were texting, but it ended up not working out. So I don't know who dropped the ball there, but you should have made that happen. If it was the Giants or the Warriors, you should have made that happen. Maybe next time I talk to Steve Kerr, I'll make sure something happens.
There's another drop.
There you go.
Wait, I've got one thing, because I was checking the chat on your YouTube channel. Somebody said Shasky's waiting for Judge at the airport.
He does. He probably did. He probably is. He probably is. He's got the tracker. He's got the real estate agents looking out for him.
Oh, yeah.
We need Judge here for not only Joe Shasky. We need him for Sam Lubman, Laura. Sam Lubman has been walking around here depressed. Miami Hurricanes stink. The Cal Bears basketball team hasn't won a game yet. Their football team loses to UCLA in front of 100 people. Lubman needs Aaron Judge. If anybody needs Aaron Judge, it's Sam Lubman, Laura.
Yeah, well, you know, that's true. That's true. I think a lot of people in the Bay Area, especially after last season, seeing a lot of people want Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do, Giants. Get him here.
Yeah, there's no way those are the only two teams. All right, Laura, switching over to the Niners. I mean, the most straightforward question we can just start this off with. We know what Tua and these Dolphins, that offense brings to the table. What do you think the Niners are thinking in terms of their main goals and how they're going to contain this offense on Sunday?
Well, I think one of the big things that stands out to me right away is that the Dolphins are most likely going to be without their two starting offensive tackles. Both of those guys have missed their second straight day of practice on Thursday, Teron Armstead and Austin Jackson. So mm-hmm. I think that plays a huge factor already into the 49ers, you know, hand. It's also Mike McDaniel playing against Kyle Shanahan. Who has the upper hand there? The guy who mentored Mike McDaniel or Mike McDaniel who was the mentee? I think that's always an interesting thing to think about. I think Kyle Shanahan's got the upper hand. He taught Mike McDaniel. Just as far as quarterback straight across goes, I think Tua, you know, has the upper hand over Jimmy Garoppolo, but it's so much more than that. It's the number two passing offense in the NFL going up against the best defense in the NFL, overall defense. You're getting Eric Armstead back. There's a lot at play for the 49ers, a lot of momentum in their favor, and you might look back at the Dolphins and say, oh, well, they've put up 30 or more points in their past four games, but who were they playing? So I think the 49ers have the momentum in their favor right now. You've got this superstar-studded team offensively with, you know, all these players. Like, where do you even begin to start to try to defend against the 49ers offense? Good luck with that to the Dolphins. And then with the Dolphins already down, put pressure on Tua. Put pressure. They're going to be doing that. And the 49ers defense has proven that they are the best of the best in the NFL. So I actually don't think, I think it's going to be a really good game. Anytime you have two meetings of the minds, we've seen that with Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan. And especially with Mike McDaniel and Shanahan facing off for the first time, it's going to be an incredible game. The 49ers they're on a roll right now.
They are. Laura Britt, you're on the roll right now. When are you back on Warriors coverage?
Saturday, but you're off, aren't you?
Yeah, baby Chez's second birthday, Sunday. Second birthday for baby Chez, little baby. Yeah, second birthday. So we got to do some things Saturday. But Laura, you're the best. We'll see you Saturday on the screen. Cover the Warriors. You do some Sharks, Giants, Niners, everything. Hopefully by the time we talk again, by the time we speak again on the Morning Roast, Judge will be a Giant. Alan Stiles will have his cameo on HBO Max. Shasky will be back panicking about God knows what. And all will be right in the world.
Alan, great to meet you, by the way, I guess on the radio, however that works. And then I have a pitch for the two of you. Uh-oh. Why don't you cheer for UAB as your college team? We just got Trent Dilfer as our head coach. Just pull for the Blazers.
I got thoughts. Sure, why not? Yeah, good to meet you too, radio-wise, Laura. Great to meet you.
Go UAB!
Go UAB!
The Kings of Alabama! Blazers. Go UAB, baby! What conference you guys in again? Conference USA?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Laura and I, we're both two schools where you get good, and we'll see you when we see you.
Yeah, we'll see you.
Yeah.
Laura, have a good weekend.
Guys. Great being on with you.
Anytime. Laura Britt, the one and only, the queen of the roast, Laura Britt, here on 95.7 The Game. A lot about the Giants, a lot about the Niners, Warriors, Kuminga. There's an article now in Enscape. Mark Spears had a sit down with Draymond Green. Draymond Green. And one question Mark Spears posed to Draymond Green was, you know, did you become less vocal after the altercation with Jordan Poole? And Draymond Green said, I wouldn't necessarily say it made me less vocal. No, it doesn't change me. You just have to evaluate things. You have to take a step back and evaluate the situation at hand. You can't be so quick to act. You got to be quick to watch and pay attention, evaluate what's going on. You can't be quick to speak. You have to be quick to figure out what the issues are. So for me, that's just what I'm doing. I'm not so quick to speak. I'm watching and figuring out what needs to be done and what needs to be said. Watch and figure it out. That is Draymond Green.
Wow. I mean, when he breaks these things down, that's why he's so good at what he does, man. I mean, you really get a look into his brain and how he operates. And right there is a great example of that. And I think we all knew. You could tell, even though in that first, you know, press conference when he came back, he was kind of talking all big. I'm still going to be me. Okay, Draymond. But then when you got on the court, you could tell it was different. Yep. You just could.
No
so
doubt.
I think the further we get removed from this thing, the more we will see, you know, the Draymond that this team honestly really needs.
And shame on a lot of us who thought, hey, man, can the Warriors actually win a championship without Draymond Green? Because we figured out the first 22 games. The answer is no.
Hard no.
Hard no. And now we got to start thinking about, this is for the offseason, this may come into postseason, but with the player option of $27 million, Draymond can opt out.
Yeah.
And he can get himself a nice little deal.
He's not going anywhere.
I don't think so either. I think he should try to retire.
But I will tell you this. I think, number one, offensively, Draymond looks like the Draymond we saw pre-KD.
Yeah.
We haven't seen this Draymond in years.
Great point. 2015-16.
Yeah.
2014-15.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Last week I saw some numbers. The Warriors win 80% of their games when Draymond scores at least 10.
Yeah. It's been like that forever.
Dude, they win 76% of the games when he scores at least 8. So he had that season high. Sunday gets Minnesota 19 points. The other night he drops 12. Just being aggressive, finishing at the rim, taking open threes if you need to. That's the Draymond we all miss. And I think, you know, KD comes, right? It's Clay, Steph, KD. Let them dudes shoot 20 times a game.
Every shot seems like a bad shot.
Right. You know what I'm saying? If it's not KD, Steph, or Clay shooting, why? What? Mm-hmm. Get the ball to KD, get the ball to Steph, get the ball to Clay. Like, get it. And Draymond took a back seat to that. And I think that affected his game. And now he's slowly but surely saying, oh, I have to be aggressive like I was in game 6 against Boston.
Right.
You know, I have to be aggressive like I was in game 6 against the Memphis Grizzlies when I just let it fly. So seeing Draymond Green being aggressive, pushing the pace, pushing the break. I mean, Minnesota Sunday, Alan, I know you were watching the game. First three buckets were all dunks.
Yeah.
Draymond's pushing it. Yeah. So it's good. It's a welcome sight for the Golden State Warriors.
But I will say, to your point about he does have that opt-out, what he's doing now on that second unit, I've definitely been guilty of, well, I mean, he does play with two of the best shooters of all time in Klay and Steph Curry. Well, he did also play with Kevin Durant. Now with what Draymond is doing with this second unit, where he's not playing with Steph, where he's not playing with Klay, the best offensive weapon he has to work with is Jordan Poole, and he's making that team better. That bodes well for Draymond, for other teams looking at what Draymond could be. For as much as all the Draymond haters say, well, what would he be without these guys? Draymond is saying, look, what I'm able to do can translate to all these different teams. So to your point, Bonte, there might be some suitors out there.
Might be some suitors. The Portland Trailblazers have always wanted. I just saw this comment on YouTube. By the way, shout out to YouTube here on the 50 Cent Friday. YouTube, Dennis, Blazers might be crazy enough to pay Draymond Green. I think they would.
They would.
I think they would. So Draymond Green plays some good basketball. Great quote there. Check out Mark Spear's latest work at Antscape. It's a lot of fun there. By the way, Luis Suarez, have you been paying attention to the World Cup?
Lightweight. Enough.
So Korea just scored. And they took a 2-1 lead. And that means Uruguay is going to be eliminated from the World Cup. Spinotti, our World Cup correspondent. Joe Spinotti, everybody.
Yeah, live from Not Qatar, back in the studio here. as it stands on goal differential, South Korea, who is leading Portugal right now, and they're about to blow the whistle, and they're going to win. They would finish runners-up to Portugal in that group and knock out Uruguay based on goals scored. So Korea scored more goals than Uruguay.
And Suarez is on the bench crying right now.
Wow. I mean, U.S. plays on Saturday. If there was a year, it seems like there's some tomorrow. Interesting stuff.
You waking up for that?
I actually have a Spartan race tomorrow.
Oh, that's another flex. That might be the flex moment of the show.
I have a Spartan race tomorrow. It's going to be freezing. It's at Oracle Park.
Please explain.
It's at Oracle Park. It's going to be freezing. It might be raining. I did look up whether it could be canceled or not. They said it's a Spartan race. It will not be canceled. So I will be out there. 7:30 a.m. is when I'm running it. Pray for me. That's all I got.
Pray for you. You'll get through it.
It's going to be rough, man.
You'll get through it.
You know.
I'll pray for you on the couch watching USA Netherlands.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, man. Man, it's 8:55 already. Show flew by. Good stuff, Alan, man. A lot of fun today. Thanks for filling in for Joe Shasky, man. A lot of fun, man. You're a good dude. Let's flex. This offense is going to present challenges to this defense, and they haven't seen an offense like this probably since Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes.
This is an opportunity for both teams, and I think that as much as, you know, you think, okay, can the Niners slow down the Dolphins enough, you also have to score. So we know about the Niners defense. The Dolphins defense is basically middle of the pack.
Right.
But here's the thing. the Niners' secondary is basically middle of the pack. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they're number 11, so a little bit better than middle of the pack. But that's because you got that front seven coming at you.
And as long as you get pressure on Tua, you will be able to thrive. And that's the key to this game.
So
can Bosa dominate? Mm-hmm. Can Armstead, who, by the way, may play on Sunday, he's aiming to play. Can he dominate?
The Flex of the Show, presented by Xfinity Flex, the 4K streaming TV box with voice remote and Peacock Premium, free with Xfinity Internet.
Look at all the roasters giving Alan Styles love on the chat, man. Give it Styles Files some love.
Appreciate you, roasters. Appreciate you.
I'm a roaster.
You're now, too, Alan, a roaster.
I'm a roaster.
Officially a roaster. Hold on.
Money time! Money time!
There we go. There we go. There we go.
It's been fun, man.
It's been a lot of fun before the crowd. And wow, we flex. And the guys for the next show are not even in here. Usually they're pounding, they're jumping through the doors. Well, you know what? We'll just go to break and leave. Oh, wait, there's Mark Willard. Oh, hi, Mark. We're saying good things.
Hi, Mark.
No, hi, Mark.
What's going on?
Usually we flex. It's like, man, let's hurry up and flex. But love is like, hurry up. You got to flex. And we flex. We share pleasantries. Mm-hmm. And you guys are still not here. But wait. There's Kyle Madsen filling in for Dan Dibley. We got Mark Willard in the building. Everybody's all smiles today on a 50 Cent Friday. Man, Alan, what a day.
It's been one, and we're just getting started.
You're overtime.
I was going to say,
You guys are vibing.
I was going to say, I love seeing Kyle. You can catch me and Kyle on Sunday getting after it.
Right after the game.
Right after
the final whistle. Mm-hmm. Little overtime.
Maybe a little before the final whistle, depending on how the game goes.
I've been there.
Hopefully in a positive way.
Seven minutes left in the game. Niners up 10. Hey, guys, you may want to start the post-game show now. Get a head start. Like, dude, coach, there's 7 minutes left. We did that in Detroit last year.
Can I get the two-minute warning?
Season opener. Get on the air now. And I start doing play-on-play, and I was like, the Lions are back in this game, coach.
Yeah. Debo fumbled, coach.
Dude, the game's not over, coach. Mm. Boy, I miss those days, and I don't miss those days. But I'm glad to see you two doing it after the game. You guys sound great after a game. No joke.
Thanks.
I love that show, too, that comes on after them, also, when they're done with the 49er postgame.
What's that show?
When we kick it over to Fox Sports Radio.
You know who's on it.
What time does that come on?
Who's that?
I think I'm on. How long do you guys go, by the way, after the game? Do you have like a set time? A couple hours.
It kind of depends on how much you're talking about.
You had a little wiggle room. Because I want to know so that I can sort of control, like, we'll just start talking 49ers and Dolphins as soon as you guys are done. So will you text me?
Yeah, I'll just be like, hey, we're wrapping up. And then I'll just throw it to you.
Thank you.
That'd be great. I'll confuse the listener.
That'd be great.
That'll be good.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks, Kyle.
Never mind. All right. As you were.
As I were, yeah. What show was that again, Mark? I don't know if we're, I think we're asleep by there, right?
Fox Sports Radio.
I know.
Let's go.
Another flex. National Radio, Mark, of course. Fox Sports Radio, you're flexing right now. But I swear to God, a few weeks ago, I forgot you were doing it, right? Yeah. So I'm in the car. And it's Mark Willard. And I think maybe we had an argument on the changeover. I'm like,
sounds like us.
And I was just like,
what?
How the hell is Mark Willard on my radio on a Sunday night?
And I'm thinking, he's chasing me, man.
I'm like, dude, are they replaying the show? They're replaying the changeover? Yeah. And of course, he started talking about the Astros and Dodgers and ripping the Dodgers. It's like, oh, yeah, this is Fox Sports Radio. And you were sounding good.
I appreciate it, man. It's so funny when you do stuff like that because it confuses the hell out of people. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten the question in the last 2 months of like, are you leaving 95.7 the game for Fox Sports Radio? I'm like, no. Absolutely not. So, Sunday night.
A lot of flexing, coach. Kyle, go ahead and flex on something. Yeah. Alan's flexing. His mom is in movies on HBO Max. His sister's an actor. He talked to Steve Kerr yesterday.
What?
He's the pride of De La Salle Temple. So
what?
He just flexed all over.
I go, Alan,
we can flex on the roast. That's what we do. And he starts rat-tat-tatting flexes.
Say less.
Go ahead and get your flex on.
Yeah, Kyle.
It's a flex Friday.
What do you got?
Well, not to brag, but I put my Christmas tree up.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you.
Is it real? No ornaments yet. Very fake, but you gotta get the candle that smells like a Christmas tree.
I mean, Alan Styles. Alice Downs comes in for shameless shout-outs. Shouts out Mom for being in the film. And I'm like, hey, love Minnie Spinotti. You follow that up.
Yeah.
I'll wait on this.
What are you going to do? Yeah. HBO Max? What film?
Holiday Harmony.
Okay.
She, you know, she's an extra in it at the towards the end. She came over for Thanksgiving, and she's like, guys, I'm in this movie. Brooke Shields is in it, by the way.
Hey.
And by the way. She's like, I'm in this movie. We're, you know,
BTW.
We're full off turkey, and we're watching the movie, She says, I have no clue if I'm going to, you know, show up in it or not. There at the very end, it's about music, so there's a kids concert at the end. There she is, front row. Front row.
So she didn't even mention it to you until it was already on.
Well, she mentioned
it. So it's not like she said a few months ago, I'm doing this.
No, she told us. She told us.
Are you doing movies and then just dropping at people like, yeah, go turn the TV on.
She's just retired. I'm just, you know, I'm out here acting and things like that. But she didn't know if she was going to actually be in the film because, you know, what they were going to cut it. And then she popped up once. She made me rewind it so she could record it and put it on social media. Then she popped up again, and we were just freaking out. It was a good time.
That's awesome.
That's the key. If you're going to be an extra in a movie, Dibs talks about this when he was in Flubber. I've heard other people talk about it.
Yeah.
Where he was. He was a superstar. So you just get near where the big actors are. Or if you're sitting in an auditorium, sit front row. So when they pan, like they're not going to go super deep into the crowd. Hit that front row.
Right.
Get right as much as you can near the main actors. That's a pro tip for people who are going to be extras in movies.
Pro tip.
Mm-hmm. You know, well, actually, it's the same site that like we were all on, and I was an extra in a Modelo commercial. The one with the one.
No, I'm just saying. Bonte, go home.
It was the one with Anderson .Paak. I don't know if you've heard of him. Anderson .Paak.
I love Anderson
.Paak. We haven't heard.
But I think you didn't actually see
him. You've heard of him.
I don't know who that is.
He doesn't always drink beer. But by the way, he does.
Those commercials, man.
That was the best.
They won't stop. They won't quit.
Well, but they did quit. Like, that's not the same guy anymore. Hasn't been the same guy for a long time.
Well, the Damian Lillard one.
Have you guys heard
of Damian Lillard?
Yes. I know which what you're saying.
Talking about most interesting man in the world. Yeah, they moved on from that guy. They retired him.
Now they moved on.
That was my favorite ad campaign ever.
I'm trying to think of a flex. I'll just go with, hey, I get to sit next to Festus Ezeli and Chris Mullin tonight at Warriors pre- and post game live.
One of those is definitely a flex.
Yeah. Hey, Fezzy fell alone. Hey, listen.
Yeah, when you told us that you were sleeping through the Team USA, the biggest U.S. men's national team soccer match in years, and you're like, I'm sleeping through it because I have too many public jobs surrounding it on a Monday or Tuesday, whatever that was.
Better coming out of your mouth.
It's light work.
It's just no big deal. Just another day in the life.
Yeah.
Oh, Christian Pulisic scored? Sorry, I got to hang out with Chris Mullin tonight, Hall of Famer.
We got to break down Warriors and Mavs and Luka Doncic. A lot of fun here. This is going to be a great weekend.
It's a huge
weekend. Yeah. You mentioned the USA men's soccer team against the Netherlands. We got Niners Dolphins on Sunday.
Get some rest tonight, okay? Get up early. For some people, that's early. I know for you and me, that's not early tomorrow. Be a piece of cake to watch that soccer match tomorrow morning. But yeah, we have the big four. We got everything. If you want to add the World Cup into this, the 49ers have a massive game. The Warriors start a 3-game home streak tonight, and I'm going to call it a streak because they are going to win all three.
Yep.
You got World Cup tomorrow morning. See if the U.S. can get into the final eight. And Aaron Judge, watch is on, and it could be any day. And I'm not using it on the changeover, but man, I don't know if you saw, something happened last night with Aaron Judge and social media.
Oh, yes.
That is relevant. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It is relevant.
He erased the Yankees out of his mind. I didn't want to dive deep into that.
No, it goes further than that. It goes further than that.
I didn't do it. I was in bed a little early yesterday.
Yeah. Wow. Tease of the century.
It's
relevant.
Oh, and then you got college football conference championships.
Yeah.
Utah tonight.
Yeah. Sold out in Las Vegas.
Ooh. I mean, Utah packs them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
USC's fan base is, you know, it's activated. And look, Pac-12 is one of the few smart things they've done with the leadership that they had over the last 7 or 8 years is get all of their conference sort of matchups, their basketball tournament, get that stuff out to Vegas. Get it to Vegas where people want to go. This is an easy, easy thing. And so, that game sold out tonight. That'll be a big deal. Caleb Williams, if you haven't seen him play yet, Take a look.
He's the next Patrick Mahomes. That's what they keep saying.
So is Zach Wilson.
That's that dude.
I've heard it before. Going back to the Niners, what do you guys think in terms of how the Dolphins are going to travel? Miami gets a terrible name.
By plane.
The fans. I'm not overtime with you. I got to do overtime with this guy. This is what I got to deal with. Dolphins fans.
I'm getting ready for it all day.
Miami, they get a bad rap. They show up at halftime. You know, for the Heat. Do you think Miami fans are going to show up on Sunday?
I know a couple Dolphin fans. Aaron Rivera, DJ Aaron. These are, as soon as the game was over last week, $50. You taking that bet? I got the Dolphins. Anthony Slater, our 95.7 The Game Insider, big Dolphins fan.
Okay, there's
a lot of sneaky Dolphin fans out there. Now, I'm going to be intrigued to see how many teal jerseys there are. I'm not sure, but Dolphin fans do have a sneaky, sneaky fan base.
Yeah, they're not going to overwhelm Levi's by any stretch. I mean, it's the type of fan base they're playing the Chargers next week. Mm-hmm. That would be the one to really notice because, as we know, the Chargers don't play home games. And so, do the Dolphins have enough to sort of, like, have a presence at that Charger game? There's going to be a smattering, right? Yeah. Like, you know, you come to the West Coast, we know how games go out here. But I don't think it's going to be overwhelming by any stretch. And the fact that it's not a Sun game, right? It's a little rainy. I know that that's not what fans normally want, but you're not going to have that whole sun side of the stadium thing on Sunday, and you got 8-3 versus 7-4. Niner fans will be ready for this one.
I have a question
about this game. We were talking a little bit last night about Jimmy Garoppolo and Dak Prescott. We're just kind of going back and forth on it. Mm-hmm. If you took Tua Tagovailoa and plugged him into the Niners and put Jimmy on the Dolphins, is one team significantly better or worse? Because Tua is having this like MVP, every advanced metric says he's incredible. He's throwing like 19 touchdowns and 3 picks.
I could see both teams having the same exact record.
You think?
Oh, maybe the Dolphins are.
Because Tua is an MVP candidate, right? And Jimmy's.
I could see Jimmy being maybe 7-4 in Miami, maybe 6-5.
Yeah, well,
because I don't see Jimmy rallying back in the Baltimore game like that, where Tua's slinging it.
Sure.
But on the flip side, maybe Miami's not behind by 3 touchdowns with Jimmy Garoppolo at quarterback. Yeah. So I can see both teams basically being around where they're at. Niners would be either 7-4, 8-3. Same thing with the Dolphins.
We're not sure what to do with Tua yet, right? I mean, he is. He's leading the NFL in that adjusted QBR stat. He's got 19 TDs and 3 picks. But we also know, who Mike McDaniel is. We know that style. And if you put speed burners like Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill out there and allow him to do his thing and watch the numbers that they're putting up, I mean, it all feeds each other. So it's not to take anything away from Tua, but look, he's played 9 games this year, and he hadn't even finished all of them.
Right.
He's played 9 football games. They basically have won all of them. When he finishes, they win. Mm-hmm. So they're 8-0 in those games. But it's also circumstantial to a degree. Like, he's having a great year. I don't think I'm putting him next to Mahomes or Allen or anything like that yet.
So I'll say this, though. He's completing 64% of his downfield throws, 20 or more yards on the field.
Mm-hmm.
It was explained to me that that's like 3-point percentage. If you're 40%, you're elite.
Right.
He's at 64% on like 36 throws. Like, he's really good. It's not just underneath the Tyreek and Waddle.
And I think that's the misconception with Tua. I think he has a lot to show, or he can show a lot this weekend for those naysayers, because he's balling. He's balling. And I do think that the question when it comes to Jimmy Garoppolo is, could he do that? And when everyone says, well, Kyle won't let him throw the ball down the field, well, Kyle's the one at practice. Maybe Jimmy's throwing picks when he throws the ball. I don't know, but everyone seems to have this belief that Kyle is holding Jimmy back, let Jimmy jack it, all these types of things. When what is it? Is it that we trust Kyle or we don't trust Kyle? Real quick, I know we gotta jet soon, but you know, just one more. You mentioned Anthony Slater. So before I went to Temple University, I was at Sonoma State. Anthony Slater was at Sonoma State.
Yeah.
Back then, we called him Tony, but he goes by Tony. Anthony now. That's all.
Hey, Slater's kind of outside in Miami, huh?
Yeah, huh?
Slater gets outside in Miami, huh?
I don't know.
I think he does.
He's married now. You know, I will say Slater and I had a great time in Toronto during the 2019 NBA Finals. A little speakeasy opened up. This lady pulled out this pink champagne bottle. It opened up. I thought I was in the James Bond movie. It was all these dancers and stuff. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Damn.
Toronto's lit. Let me get my ass home for Anna Coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
Slater, the pride of Oklahoma State Cowboys as well.
That's where he went after.
He used to hang with Justin Blackman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we played 2v2 at Sonoma State, and I caught the L. I caught.
Oh, wow.
I did.
Wow.
I did. I was off there.
Thought that was going to go the other way.
Yeah.
I really
can't,
did.
Can't win them all.
No, you know, so both of these teams are on a winning streak, and both of them have the same characteristic, which is neither one of them has beaten a good team during these win streaks.
That's the thing, yep.
And so that's what this game, and we talked about it yesterday, is not a must win. It's an out of conference, out of division.
But don't you like, want to win it,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, it's a want to win it. You really, really want to win it because I think that the win, and look, if it's a one-point game or whatever, but the winner of this game, that's a flex.
Right.
That is an arrival to we are a Super Bowl contender if you win this. Miami's win streak is Pittsburgh, Detroit, Chicago, Cleveland, and Houston.
Allen had the rankings to the defenses, and there's we all know we don't even need to know the rankings to know that their defenses suck.
Right. And the 49er win streak is Rams, Chargers, which you know not bad, and then Cardinals and Saints. But none of those are good offenses. I guess the Chargers is okay, but that's the thing. And the rain may actually even sort of delay this argument. But this run that the 49er defense is on. Do it to Tua and the Dolphins.
And then you can start calling yourself great.
Now you really have my attention.
Yeah. You want to be great?
Now you really have my attention.
Because I don't think they're a top five defense in 49ers history yet. Go out there, snuff out the Dolphins. Yeah. You know, Tom Brady. Yes. And go ahead and beat the Seahawks up in Seattle and slow them down. And all of a sudden we're saying, oh, okay, these defenses up there with the 2019 defense or the Harbaugh-led Vic Fangio defense.
You can be a great defense once you're in big spots.
Yep.
And coming up big. That's what 2019 did all the time. That's what 2011 did, 2012.
I mean, no. You look at the way they started the year, and even when they weren't winning football games, the defense was still playing really, really well. Then there was the two-game stretch of Atlanta and Kansas City, which we've sort of flicked off because they were compromised. They were really compromised against Atlanta. And then, you know, I remember Charvarius Ward getting cooked against the Chiefs, and the doctors are all saying, like, he not right. And so we can make those excuses. Mm-hmm. And they've looked elite since then. Okay.
But that
go chase Tyreek Hill around.
Yeah.
And Jalen Waddle.
And Jalen Waddle. Hold them to whatever.
Right.
22 or less, 20 or less, whatever you want to do. If you can do that, now you're going to have the league's attention big time.
That Charger game, they didn't have, I call it the Austin Eckler game, because they didn't have Keenan Allen or Mike Williams.
Yeah, but they didn't have Keenan Allen and Mike Williams for most of their games this year.
I also don't know when either of them are playing.
Yeah, those guys don't play. So the Chargers, they still got Justin Herbert, and we watch elite, you know, we watch elite quarterbacks who Tom Brady's career has been defined, Aaron Rodgers defined by, I'm going to make this nobody receiver a receiver because I'm a great quarterback. So I still think the Chargers, of all the wins that the Dolphins and 49ers have over the last month and a half, that's the best one. It's not great, but that's the best one. It's still a thing. You know, the shutout Justin Herbert in the second half is a thing.
And you talk about big game for both teams before we get out of here. Miami's got a three-game trek. I don't think anybody has a more difficult three-game stretch. Reminds me of the Niners 2019 stretch where they played Packers
Ravens,
Saints in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
They had the Niners, Chargers, and then Bills.
And then the Bills.
All on the road.
Yeah,
but SoFi could be a neutral site game.
And the 49ers the next three game stretch is nowhere near as difficult as that, but it is a stretch that's going to define, you know, how much power the 49ers will go into the playoffs with. Miami, you got Tom Brady coming to town next week, followed by the Thursday night in Seattle. You come out of this with at least two of those, maybe even three. Again, you'll have cemented yourself as a real contender.
I'm eager to hear that tease about Aaron Jones. Right? Let's get to our cars and listen to this. Smatching it for Ted Dempsey.
Yeah.
It's Willard.
And oh, by the way,
So
Mark Clayton's going to be on in 15 minutes.
Okay.
Scott Hansen of the Red Zone Channel is coming on in a little bit over an hour.
That's big time.
And then if you really want to hear great radio, tune in at 11 when not only my good friend Joy Taylor will be on the show from Fox, from FS1 and Jason Taylor's little sister.
I hope my girl's not watching my reaction.
Turn on the radio and listen to Kyle wilt as a human being.
Thanks, Kyle.
The idea, like, I can't wait to see if Kyle can make it through this interview without losing it.
Wow.
Can I zoom in? Is she going to be on Zoom?
No, she's just going to be
on the phone. That's a great idea.
She's gonna be on the phone.
I'll ask her. Yeah, we can zoom. I'm just playing. I'm just joking. It's a bit. It's a radio bit.
It's not a bit.
Wow.
Damn, what a flex.
Joy Taylor at 11.
That happened this year. Okay.
With that said, let's get out of here because more couch is coming up in my life, especially if he wants that changeover. Willard and Madsen taking you to high noon here on 95.7 The Game. Roasters, have a great weekend. Alice Stiles, great job today. Great job filling in for Shasky. Have a great weekend, everybody.
It's winner-take-all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.